Dear learners, in continuation to the basic concepts of journal metrics, let us discuss why we need the metrics. A standard metric is needed to assess the relative suitability of the journals, to rank the journals on merit on the basis of impact, speed, and reach, and to have the benchmark of competitiveness. We will be in condition to decide the competitiveness only after seeing particular metrics of journals. To have the benchmark of competitiveness of authors, we can assess the researchers. For grant applications, we need the metrics. For job, promotion, awards, we want to explore the benchmark. We want to explore the competitiveness of authors, and we can do with the help of metrics. And to attract the more and more potential authors and the relevant research work, we need the metrics. Metrics are also needed to save the author's time in targeting a journal for communicating and publishing the manuscript. An author cannot go through all the articles, cannot read all the articles of all the prospective journals. He or she needs some benchmarks, some metrics, so that the time will be saved for targeting a journal for their work. That's why the metrics are needed. As we discussed in starting, that the metrics may be the bibliometrics, sometimes they are called, they can divide it, or they are of two types, journal metrics and author metrics. What are the journal metrics? Journal metrics may be impact factor, 5-year impact factor, ISI ranking, site score metrics, EGIN factor, article influence, immediacy index, SNP, SJR, ART metrics, and H5. While the author metrics may be H index, I10 index, or the G index. Now, taking the journal level metrics firstly, and taking the impact factor as the first and the most widely used journal metrics. Impact factor provides an indicator of competitiveness. It is an indicator of competitiveness. It shows its prestige in the field of research. Let us see what does the impact factor mean. To define the impact factor is a measure of the frequency with which the average article in a journal has been cited in a particular year. A journal's impact factor is presented by a digit followed by year and name of the impact factor providing agency in brackets. For example, on the home page of Expert Opinion Drug Delivery Journal, it is shown in this way: 2017 impact factor 5.553, copyright 2018, Clarivate Analytics, it is the agency, 2018 release of the journal citation reports. So this is the way you will see the impact factor in a journal's homepage. Dear learners, it's a dynamic index and it changes year to year. It is not a static figure. Please always remember, it may increase or decrease depending on the citations. Now, how the calculation is done for the impact factor? Let us see. In any given year, the impact factor of a journal is the number of citations received in that year of articles published in that journal during the two preceding years, divided by the total number of articles published in that journal during the two preceding years. For example, you can see in this formula that impact factor of year X we are going to calculate. So it will be the number of citations in year X to article published in journal in year X minus 1 and X minus 2 divided by the number of articles published in that journal in year X minus 1 and X minus 2. For example, a journal's 2017 impact factor calculation will be, impact factor 2017 is equal to citation in year 2017 from articles of year 2016 plus citations in year 2017 from articles of year 2015 divided by published papers of 2016 plus published papers 2015. So if these diseases are like impact factor 2017, if it is citation in year 2017 are 1450 and for year 2015 it is 1550, you will add them up, divide by total number of publication of 2016 and 2015. If they are 150 plus 260, then you calculate, it will come to 4.878. But remember, dear learners, remember that you need not to calculate this thing. There are agencies which track the citations automatically from the databases and they give this impact factor. And there are agencies. The next question comes in our mind, what are these agencies who provide the impact factor? So we will focus who award the impact factor to the journals. What are those agencies? Now answering the who. Thomson Reuters, Journal Citation Report, JCR, Clarivate Analytics. Impact factor, if provided by JCR, is mostly recognized across the subjects, countries and institutions. Another agency, you can say the ISI, Institute of Scientific Information, ISI, Scopus SJR, CiteScore. It is a different set of journal and author metrics and it is given by Scopus and we will be discussing this later. Indexing agencies, if we say, now these are the agencies which provide the impact factor and in which the agencies which track down their citation, that indexing is called, these indexing agencies are Science Citation Index, SCI, or Expanded Science Citation Index, which is called ESCI. Then Social Sciences Citation Index, SSCI, PubMed, NCBI, Web of Science, Scopus, Ambase, Chemical Abstracts, ISI, Index Copernicus, SciFactor, ICI, Google Scholar, which is your favorite and the most wide coverage having the indexing agency. In general, higher the number of well-known indexing agency by which the journal is indexed, the more potential is the journal for targeting the manuscript. So these indexing agencies index the journal articles, and once these journals are indexed in these indexing services, agencies like Clarivate keep track of the citations and publications and then provide impact factor time to time. For example, JCR releases the impact factor every year in the month of July. So you will find the impact factor of a particular journal. Say for example, in 2019, the impact factor of 2018 will be released in the month of July 2019. Dear learners, always remember that self-declaration of the impact factor by a journal is not at all acceptable. These agencies are globally recognized for analyzing and releasing the impact factor. Self-declaration of impact factor by a journal is just like giving an award to ourselves and is unethical completely. And it is practiced by the low and substandard journals. Now let us discuss on which factor impact factor depends on. Impact factor depends on number of papers published and citations, presence in various indexing agencies, frequency of publication of journal, online nature and wide dissemination like open access, publisher policies of self-citation, nature of journals, review only or interdisciplinary, and miscellaneous factors like manuscript presentation or editorial quality. Dear learners, in this segment, we learned what is impact factor. Impact factor is a measure of the frequency with which an article is cited in a particular year. How it is calculated? What are the agencies which provide the impact factor? And what are the indexing agencies? In the next part, we will be elaborating the factors on which impact factor is dependent on.